Repeat after me. This is my Bible. I can do what it says I can do. I will have what it says I will have. I'm a part of Deliverance Temple, where we love by living our vision every day. We connect with our Creator continually. We confess our deliverance consistently. We commit to serve creatively. We communicate Christ's love compassionately. Pastor Andre, feed me this word. Come on, put your hands together this morning. First thing I want to do is put another Father's Day graphic up, and they're going to put that up. It says, Happy Father's Day. We love you, Dad. And I put that up because I'm going to preach on a message that connects with Father's Day. So for the first several years of my pastoring, I didn't necessarily preach things consistent with holidays. But for the last 4 or 5 years, I have been. The Lord has been giving me things that are consistent with the holidays. And one of the reasons why is because people's mind are already on a unified thing. It's easy to bring their mind in because they're already thinking about it. If it's Christmas, Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, whatever, people's minds are already there. So it's easy for me to tap into what they're already thinking. It's hard to grab people's minds when their minds are scattered. So when you have minds that are already focused, it's easy to weave something in. So I've always been prayerful and say, God, what do you want me to share? And lately he's had me move right in line with whatever's going on in the day, in the atmosphere. And so I want to put this up as I move toward my title, not my title yet, but move toward it. It says Father Facts. I'm giving some Father Facts about Jesus. Over 200 times, Jesus used Father to refer to God. Over 200 times in the New Testament, we see Jesus doing that. Now Jesus, mainly, we see his voice mainly in the four gospels. So mainly in four books, you see him say Father 200 times. He used it in his first recorded sentence at 12 when he said, I must be about my Father's business, when they lost him and he was in the temple. And he said, I must be about my Father's business in my Father's house. And so that was his first recorded sentence. And his last recorded sentence on the cross, he uses that name again. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So Father is important, speaking of the Heavenly Father. But there was something that jumped out in my mind, in my study, something that I couldn't quite let go. And I'm going to pick it up in James 1:17. And Mother Mitchell, would you read James 1:17?
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
This phrase connected with Father is the first and only time we see this in Scripture. Read it one more time.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Yes.
And comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
Today's title is this, Father of lights. Somebody say, Father of lights. This phrase is only used once and is used by James. James is the half brother of Jesus. And so he writes this, and scholars are not sure exactly what it means. They think it's maybe a dual meaning. Number one, he created the sun, the moon, and the stars. So he is the father of the heavenly lights. All the lights that we see throughout the galaxies, they were born and birthed by the word of God. So he's the father of lights. But the scripture also says that we are the light of the world. We are a city set on the hill that cannot be hid. And the Bible says that God breathed in us the breath of life. And so if we are the light of the world, then that means the light that we are, we get it from the Father, and he's the Father of light. So that means if you're a light and you're a light and you're a light and you're a light, we all have the same Father, and it is God. Because darkness is not of God. So if you're operating in darkness, you're not operating under the Father of lights. And so we're going to work from this title. Say it again with me. Say, Father of Lights. All right, let's look at John 1:1 from the King James Version.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Dropping down to verse 4.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
In him was the L-I-F-E, and the L-I-F-E was the L-I-G-H-T of men. His life brought light. And so the light that we share, the light that we have, the light that we bear, the light that we hold comes from the life of God that is in us. All right, verse 5.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
One version says the darkness could not overcome it. So the light actually shines in darkness. I don't care how dark it is, a little light will overcome darkness. You can take the light of your cell phone and find your way because light overcomes darkness. So if he is the Father of lights, that means that everything that is dark is not of him. Everything that is light is of him, and he is the Father of that. Okay, in order to paint the picture, I'm going to go back to James, and we're going to pick up verse 18. We read James 1:17. Now we're going to read verse 18. Read that.
Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
That's beautiful, but I'm going to put it up in the New International Version so we can understand that.
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth.
I'm going to stop right there. We have to understand that God is both Father and Mother. He is both God the Father, and the Holy Spirit is like God the Mother, and then there is the God the Son. And because of his word, he brought birth. And so I'm going to read it, James 1:18. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth. It is the word of truth that gives us birth. Now, I agree with the abortion people, those who are against abortion. I agree with them on this major key, that life begins at conception. I don't always agree with the way they say what women should do, but I do agree that life begins at conception. So here it says that we were birthed through the word of truth. The word is also seed. So God's word was God's seed, and God's seed is what births us. I'm working something, going somewhere, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all that he created. He created the sun, moon, the stars. He created the animals, the trees, the waters, the mountains. But we become the first fruit of what he created. We become the apex of his creation. Human beings are the crown jewel of his creation. But he created us through his word. And his word gave us the life. And the life brings us the light. Therefore, he is the Father of lights. Now, if we disconnect ourselves from the word, we are disconnecting ourselves from the life. We disconnect ourselves from the life. We disconnect ourselves from the light. And then we no longer can be under the Father of lights because we have unplugged ourselves. Now, right now, you see lights. You see lights in the building. You see purple lights behind me. And actually, we're going to shift to the blue lights. Put the blue lights up. We're going to go from purple to blue lights. And all that's nice and pretty. But if they're not plugged in, you would see nothing.
Amen.
The lights work, and they're beautiful. But they work, and they're beautiful based on the fact that they're tapped into the source that produces the light. And the Bible says he gave birth through his word. And so disconnecting yourself from his word disconnects yourself from his life, which disconnects yourself from his light. And if you're disconnected from the light, how can you call him your father? So the problem is that if you're not connected to the Father of lights, that does not mean you're not connected. You're still connected, but if you're not connected to the light, it's a possibility you're connected to the darkness. Now, right now we're in sunlight. So if I turn the lights off, it's not going to make a difference. But come here at 10 p.m. when it's dark all around and turn the lights off. And you'll find out that if you're not in the light, you're in the darkness. All right, let's go to John 8:44.
You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
Put this up. Father of lies. So now we have father of lights and father of lies. And my question to you is, which one are you connected to? The father of lights versus the father of lies. And we're going to take and we're going to do some comparison and some contrasting to help us understand this. Now, this is something I want to throw in. Just leave that graphic up for a second. The father of lights versus the father of lies. Now, coming to natural fathers, the reason why Father's Day is not always great for everybody, because some people had deadbeat dads. Not everybody had a good dad. Some people didn't ever even have any meeting with their dad at all. They were not great fathers. Other people had great fathers. Some people had mediocre. But the problem is, in natural life, you cannot choose your father. You don't get a chance to spin a wheel and say, that's the kind of daddy I want. You get the cards that are dealt with to you, and you have to make do with what is dealt to you. It's a good thing that in the time of having maybe a deadbeat father or an absentee father or a father that just wasn't any good or a father that did all kinds of bad things, that oftentimes you can find other father figures around. And naturally, you can maybe find an uncle or grandfather, and sometimes you can still find a father figure. But in the spirit world, there's only two options. It's only the father of lights or the father of lies. But here's the beautiful thing. In the natural world, you can't choose your father. But in the spiritual world, you get to make a choice. Let's put this up. And I only have one point today. And so somebody said, we're going to get done early. That don't mean we're going to get done early. But this is my only point. My only point is the choice is yours. Some of you wished you could have chosen your natural father and you did not have that power. But in the realm of the spirit, the choice is yours. But there's only two options. There's the father of lights or there's the father of lies. And many of us think that we can straddle between the two. Many of us think that we can be somewhere in between, but that's not the way the spirit world works. You only have two options. Either you're with God and his life and his light, or you are operating under your father, the devil. Now, I know you look in the mirror and you're cute and you're dressed up and you smell good and you act good, but you still got a daddy that's the devil. And some of y'all say, yeah, I know my daddy the devil. I ain't talking about your natural daddy. I'm talking about the one that you listen to on a consistent basis, the one that you give ear to, the one that you give attention to. And the problem is that the devil is subtle and the devil is sneaky and the devil is crafty and he is fathering you and you don't even know it. He's fathering you through the movies you watch. He's fathering you through the music you take in. He's fathering you through the books you read. He's fathering you through the relationships you're in. He's fathering you through the friendships you have. And you don't even know it. You think you're just listening to the radio, but you are obeying your father. So you have to make sure, am I choosing life and light or am I choosing the father of lies? The problem with the father of lies is he's so good at lying, you don't even know you're being lied to. When he tells you you're no good and you repeat you're no good, your father is the devil because he's a liar. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I know you made some mistakes. I know you've done some stupid stuff, but don't believe the lie of the devil because the more you believe his lie, the more you become fathered by the father of lies. But the title of the message is not the father of lies. It's the father of lights. So I'm already letting you know which one you should be choosing. I'm already letting you know what side you should be on, but I want to walk it out and I want to compare them. So we're going to do this. We're going to do a compare and contrast using John 8 and Romans 8. And the number 8 means new beginning. And since life begins at conception, that is a beginning. And so even though, let's jump to the natural just for a second, even though you may not know your father, or he may not have been great, or he could have been great, you still honor him because he brought you your seed. He brought you your DNA. So thank God for you, Daddy. I don't know where you are right now, but thank God for you, because I'm here and I'll take it from here. You didn't do right. You didn't treat me right, but it's okay. I'll take it from here. Me and God, I'm going to make something out of myself. Look, LeBron James had a daddy that was absentee and stepped out of his life. And I bet he's kicking himself now, because LeBron James is worth over almost $1 billion. Because just because your dad wasn't no good doesn't mean you can't hook up with the father of lights and be what God has called you to be. And you may have had a good father who have gone on to be with the Lord, who has crossed over on the other side, and a day like this makes you feel bad. But you have to understand, at the end of the day, there is a father you can always turn to, and it is the father of lights. And I don't care how dark your life may be, and how dark your journey is, and how dark coronavirus has been, how dark the quarantine has been, whenever you turn to the father of lights, he has a way of lightening the load. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God gave me a dual understanding that his burden is light. In other words, not heavy, but his burden is also light. Because he takes off your dark burden and puts on his light burden, and you become a light bearer. I got just a little more time before I do the compare and contrast. Whenever you're out on the ocean, they have lighthouses. And the lighthouse is to help navigate the ships in the darkness so that they can find their way. They can have their direction. If you've ever been on the sea in the darkness, it is so black. Not only is the sky black, but the ocean looks black. Everything looks black, but the lighthouse has a way of navigating the ship. And when you are cooking up with the Father of Lights, you might be caught in addiction, but his light has a way of drawing you. With a loving kindness have I drawn you and shown you my salvation. I know the world has counted me out. I know the church has counted me out, but the Father of Lights is still calling my name. I might be like the prodigal son. I might be eating slop with the pigs, but my daddy is waiting for me to make a turn. He's drawing me. I'm so glad about the Father of Lights. I used to be with the father of lies. I used to be hooked up on addiction. I used to be addicted to pornography. I was drinking like a fish, but the Father of Lights said, I got a word I want to put in your spirit. I got a destiny for your life. I'm so grateful for the Father of Lights. As one songwriter said, he's a good father. That's who he is. He's perfect in all of his ways. Now, it may not always feel perfect, but he's perfect in all of his ways. There's things that he took me through that didn't look perfect, but when I got to the end, I found out he's perfect in all of his ways. He's a good father. He's a great father. He's an excellent father. He's a majestic father. He's a magnificent father. I'm so grateful I have a daddy, and it's the Father of Lights. But some people don't know that. All they've known is the father of lies. All they've known is mess up and mistakes. And somebody in the church told them that you got to be perfect before you come to church. The devil is a lie. No. God said, I'll take you just like you are, and I'll shine my light on every dark place, and I'll make a difference in your life. I'm going to pause and tell this story. I'm going to take a rabbit trail. I love this story. The story of two identical beautiful vases. These two identical beautiful porcelain vases were painted so beautifully, and they were going to a place, to an art show, to be sold. And they were being sold as a pair, and they were beautiful. Unfortunately, on the transport, one of the vases broke. And it broke in such a way that it could be put back together again. And so they put the vase back together again. The only problem was, now you could see, because of the glue, you could see the cracks. You could see all the cracks. And so now you have the vase that has not been broken. It still looked beautiful. And the art auctioners or the art sellers knew we can no longer sell these as a pair because one has been broken. It's been put back together, but it just doesn't look the same. So we're going to have to split them up and sell them differently. They put the new, the vase that had never been broken, they put it up front in the art auction. They took the other one and put it toward the back. They still wanted to sell it, but they knew they weren't going to get anything out of it. But then somebody had a great idea. Is they dropped a candle inside the broken one. And every place that it was cracked and glued back together, the light shined through. And so now that one became the most beautiful one because it was broken, but it still had light. And the light began to shine. That's why the Bible says the light shines out of darkness. And if you're perfect, I love you if you're perfect. If you've never sinned, I love you if you never sinned. But I'm not the vase that never broke, that was never messed up. I'm the broken vase that was put back together again. I'm like Humpty Dumpty. I had a great fall. But every place I was broken, the light of the Holy Ghost, the Father of lights, is inside of me. And I shine forth and I shine bright. And people are skipping over the perfect people to come find me because I got the light inside of me. It may have been broken, but as long as you have the Father of lights, you are still beautiful. You are still valuable. And guess what? You're more valuable broken than you were perfect. Because broken people understand broken people. Perfect people only understand perfection. And here's the truth of the matter. There's nobody perfect. But people who think they're perfect, they're the ones who are deceived. All right, so let's move on. Let's go to John 8:31. We're going to start off with the Father of lies. We're going to compare the first chapter, John 8:31.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
Remember, the one scripture tells us that we were born of God's word. So if we continue in his word, then we are his disciples. Next verse. Next two verses.
And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?
They were talking back to Jesus, and in their mind, they were perfect, or they didn't have the issue that Jesus was bringing up. He said, you need to continue in my word. I love people who know that I need to continue with the Father of lights if I'm ever going to be anything in life. I don't like people who think they can just stop at some point and they're okay and they're just going to crack heaven wide open. You may crack something with an H wide open, but it may not be heaven. If I was you, I would keep on continuing in the word of God. I would continue with the Father lights. I wouldn't get complacent. I wouldn't chillax. I wouldn't wait. This is not the time to be chilling. If I was you, I would continue. That's what Jesus was telling them. And they was like, we ain't been in bondage to anybody. It's amazing how arrogant religious people can be. Sometimes the most mixed up, messed up people are religious people, but you can't tell them that because they always point their finger at all the other people. He's a wino. She's a prostitute. That one's this and that one's that. But somebody told me when you point one finger, you got three fingers pointing back at yourself. And you're pointing at the world, but you should be pointing at yourself. Let me pause and say it like Michael Jackson said, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. I'm not pointing at everybody else. I understand it is me. It is me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not the Democrats, not the Republicans, but God, it's me. And if I don't continue with the Father of lights, I might be lost. I ain't got time to play. I don't have time to gossip. I don't have time to lie on you. All I have time to do is work on me so that I can be what I need to be in God. All right, let's go to the next verse. Verse 34.
Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
He turned a corner on them because there's nobody who's sinless. So he said, okay, all right, you perfect people. If you've ever committed a sin, you are a servant to sin. So let's move on. Verse 35.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever.
He was showing them that in order to move from servant to son, there has to be a father. There has to be someone who would move you from servant to son. But if you don't see the need for a father, you won't see the need for sonship. And if you're not a son, you're yet a servant. In other words, the servant and the son can live in the same house, but they don't have the same benefits. The servant is a servant for hire, but the son has an inheritance. All right, let's move to the next verse.
If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
So if the father would send the son to take the servants and transition them from servants into sons, then you can boast not in the fact that you're sinless and you're perfect, but your boast is who the son sets free is free indeed. I'm free and I'm delivered not because of all I have done, but because of what the Father did. The Father of lights sent his son to grab me and transition me from servant into son. At this time, Jesus was there as the Messiah trying to convince them, but they didn't understand it. They didn't catch what he was saying. He's saying, I'm the one who can switch you from who you are now to what God wants you to be. Let's read the next verse, verse 37.
I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you.
But then he located the problem. He said, I know you are connected to a spiritual family, but the reason why I know you're not a son because you seek to kill me and your word, the word is not really in you. Remember, we are born through his word. So he said, I know you're not a son because I know what's inside of you. Let me pause and say this. There are many people, many young African-American people who say that I cannot subscribe to Christianity because Christians in the day, they had slaves, they beat people, they did this, that, and the other. But what you have to understand, they had the name Christian, but they weren't children of God. Because he said, you seek to kill me, so that's how I know you don't have the right spirit in you. You're operating under the father of lies, not the father of lights, because in the father of lights, there is love. You can't say you love God and you hate people. You can't say you are part of God and you're killing people. And so don't ever judge the Christianity based on what a few people did. Let me give you an example. You see somebody take a Mercedes and they run it off the road and they hit a light pole and they bent up the Mercedes. You don't say, you know what? I'll never drive another Mercedes in my life because no. That's what they did with the Mercedes. Just because what somebody did with Christianity doesn't mean that's what God wanted. So don't look at what they did and say, I don't want Christianity. No. That's not the case. What Christianity means, it means pertaining to Christ. The T-I-A-N is pertaining to. It's a suffix meaning pertaining to. So pertaining to Christ or pertaining to the Messiah. So the Messiah was about love. And anybody talking about they're a Christian and they don't love, I have news for them. They are part of the father of lies. Because the father of lights is love. All right, let's read the next verse, verse 38.
I speak that which I have seen with my father. And ye do that which ye have seen with your father.
Now he's letting them know something. He said, I'm talking about what I see with my father, but you have a father as well. And he's letting them know there's a difference between my father and your father. And how does he know their father? He's not talking about their natural fathers, but there's a demarcation in the scripture. We see when he says with my father, it's capital F father. When he says your father, it's small F father. So let's move on to verse 39.
They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father.
They were thinking naturally. We're connected to Abraham. They're thinking about their religion. I'm Church of God in Christ. I'm apostolic. I'm AME. I'm African Methodist Episcopal. I'm Union Missionary Baptist Church. I'm this, I'm that. I'm Methodist. I'm Catholic. I'm Protestant. God said, that ain't what I'm talking about. Read.
Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham.
If you really were connected, your works would be different. Next verse, we're going down to 41.
Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God.
Now, it's interesting. They said, we have one father, capital F. So they were connected to the father lies, assuming they were with the father of lights. The problem is the people who get tricked the most are the folk who think they're Christians. The people in the world, they know they're doing wrong. They know they need to do better. But it's the people inside church who think they're going straight to heaven. And God is saying, your works are showing me that there's something in you that's not right. It cannot be connected to the Father of lights. You have to have another Father. But they say, no, I got the Father. I got the right Father. Let's look at verse 42.
Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
I got to say this to racist people. People who are racist on either way or either side. You cannot have God as your Father, because if you have God as your Father, you'd love me in whatever skin I'm in. You'd love me in whatever class I'm in, whether I'm rich or poor, whether I'm black or white, whether I'm Asian or Mexican or Native American. Because if you are a part of God, you would love me, because I'm a part of the kingdom of God. So Jesus said, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and I came from God. All right, let's look at verse 43.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word.
He said, this is why you don't really understand my speech, because you can't hear my word. And remember, we're born of his word. So if you're not connected to his word, you are connected to another word. And if you're connected to another word, you're connected to another father. Now we're going to finish it back off in the verse we read before, 844. Read that.
You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning.
Well, let me stop right there. Everybody who's talking about killing, you are not of God. Not just between the races, but some of y'all young men who want to carry a gun and get mad at it, any and everybody, and want to shoot any and everybody. You are not a part of God, because the father of lies, he was a murderer from the beginning. He tricked Abel tricked Cain into murdering Abel. And from then on, murder has been in the spirit. If you are a cop and you will not do de-escalation and you want to shoot first and ask questions later and just kill people, you are not operating under the principles of God, because God is not about murder.
Amen.
If you can put your knee on somebody's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, you are not operating under the Father of lights. I don't care what your Sunday school teacher told you. Anybody that has a human heart would have came up off of that man's neck. But we got people who think they're godly and they think they're upholding the law, but they have sick, twisted spirits inside of them. On my job at General Motors, they had us do a moment of silence for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. As I took the time for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, I realized how long that was. I pictured, while I was taking the time, I pictured somebody having their knee on my neck that long. Ha! Something's wrong with your spirit if you can just take somebody's life. And once again, I'm marching the streets for police brutality, but I'll march in the streets for black-on-black crime too. If you take somebody's life, there's something wrong with your spirit. You cannot be connected. You are a part of the lie. And the lie is that somebody is inferior to you. And they do not deserve to live. No, people deserve to live. They deserve to breathe. They deserve to eat. That's why when you have food and somebody else doesn't have food, you got to learn how to split your sandwich. People deserve to eat. They deserve to have things. They deserve. Don't just think about yourself when God bless you, because the Father's heart says people deserve to be elevated and lifted up. All right, he was a murderer from the beginning. Read from there.
Not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
He speaks his native language. So that means every time the devil talks to you, he's talking to you based on a lie. Even if he tells you the truth, he's leading you to a lie. Them people don't like you. They may not like you now, but they might are going to like you later. So don't trip. He's telling you a lie. You're broke. Yeah, I'm broke now, but that don't mean that's how I'm going to stay. You're depressed. I'm depressed now, but that doesn't mean how I'm going to stay. When he points out the truth, he only points out the truth just so he can lie. Now let me pause and say this. Sometimes it's hard to know when he's lying to you. But some of y'all women, y'all been with so many lying men, you should see and spot a lie a long time from now. You've been lied to all your life. I'm going to give you the sun, the moon, the stars. You ain't even got a job. How you going to give me all that? When we go to McDonald's, we got to go Dutch. You can't even pay for my McDonald's meal, so you can't give me all that. But if you learn how to spot a liar, you'll find out you'll spot him in the devil, because the devil is always talking and he's always lying. You can assume if he's talking, he's lying. You ever met a person, if they talking, they're lying, because they just lie, lie, lie. The devil is the liar and the father of lies. All he can beget and produce is lies. So don't listen to it. It's a lie. But God is full of truth. So let's switch. Father of lights. So we're going to compare with Father of lights, and we're going to go to Romans 8. Romans 8 and 10. Read that.
But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the spirit is alive because of righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Next verse 11.
If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
Remember, his life was light. And it says if the spirit that pulled Jesus out of the ground, if it's available to you and it lives in you, it is life and it is light. Let's look at verse 12.
Heirs with Christ, so then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh.
So heirs with Christ is the heading for what we're going to move into. So that means that we are no longer debtors to live to the flesh. In other words, Brother Doug is a Gary. I'm a Mitchell. I don't have to do things the way the Garys do things because I'm a Mitchell. I'm born of a Mitchell, so I can do things the way the Mitchells do things. Not that they're doing anything wrong, but I don't have to do what they do because that's not who I am. I'm a Mitchell. Well, you're no longer the flesh. You're no longer with the father of lies, so you don't have to do what he does. You don't have to act like he acts. When he gets everybody else to act a fool, you don't have to act a fool. When he gets everybody else to get drunk to take the edge off, you don't have to get drunk to take the edge off, because you are not a part of that family any longer. You've been born again. You're part of the father of lights, and that is your father. God is your father. So you can hook up with him and his spirit, and you have other brothers who are doing the same thing. I don't owe the devil nothing. I don't owe him a thing. I owe everything to God. My life and my worship is to God. Verse 13.
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
Oh, okay. Let's look at verse 14.
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
Here's the key thing. If you allow God to lead you, you are part of the Father of lights. It doesn't mean that you're going to get it right all the time, but you're making in your mind, God, I want to be led by you. If you ask my kids, one thing that I say to them all the time, I say it to them, I say it to the dog, I say it to Devin, I'll grab them, put my hands on them, and I say, let the Lord lead you. It started out as a little bit of a joke, but now it's my thing. I do it. I put my hands on them. Sometimes they'll shake like they feel something. They don't feel nothing, but we just enjoying ourselves, and I say, let the Lord lead you. I even grab the dog's head and say, let the Lord lead you. But as I started off playing, I understood how powerful that was. Because as they mature and grow and they leave my fatherhood, there's another father they've got to bow down to. And if they let the Lord lead them, if they are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I know in my life there's still some stuff I've had to deal with because I didn't let the Lord lead me. I didn't let the Spirit lead me. But as long as I'm led by the Spirit of God, I'm a child of God, and I got God as my father, not the devil as my father, but God is my father, and he leads me. Somebody says, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. He leads me and guides me into all truth. There's some things I don't know how I'm going to get out of. There's some things I don't know how I'm going to fix. There's some money that I need that I don't know how it's going to come in, but I'm not worried because I'm letting the Lord lead me because I'm a child of God. Verse 15, read that.
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father.
This is the beautiful thing. We are not native to our father. We're native to the father of lies, but he adopted us when he sent his son to die on the cross. He took us out of one family and put us in another family. And that's why we can give God the glory, because I'm a part of the family of God. I don't belong, I don't deserve, but somebody paid the price for me over 2,000 years ago and put his name on my head. My name is royal. My name is priest. My name is Jehovah. My name is righteous. My name is glory. My name is love, peace, and joy. Not because of anything I've done, but I've been adopted. And with that spirit, we cry, Abba, Father. That's my daddy. That's my God. That's my king. That's my Lord. Well, you made some mistakes. Well, you've done some stupid stuff. Yes, I have, but my daddy is still on my side. As long as he sits on the throne, I still got a chance to turn this thing around. I'm so grateful I got a daddy. I'm so grateful I have a father. I'm so grateful I have a king. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. He's my daddy. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. I got a father, and it's the father of lights. I don't know about you. Do you have a daddy? Do you have a father? And is his name Jesus? Do they call him Mary's baby? Do they call him King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Do they call him Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Nissi? You have a father. He's not a deadbeat dad, but he's a healer. He's a mind regulator. He's a way maker and a miracle worker. He's peace when you're confused. He is your father. I won't give up on God because he won't give up on me. Because he's my father. I've seen all my kids walk. All my kids walk a little late in life. The latest one took about 13 months. They all walking now. But every time they fell, I didn't kick them and say, get up with your stupid self and them Pampers falling. No, no, no. They were learning. So when they were learning, it was okay that they fell. I was there with them. And I would just remove myself a little from them to get them to walk. And if they'd fall, I tried to catch them. I fell many times and I should have bust my head wide open. But my daddy God caught me. I fell in addiction, but my daddy God caught me. I fell in depression, but my daddy God caught me. I'm so grateful I have a father. And he's the father of lights. And I got a chance to make the choice. One day I had to leave the father of lies and choose the father of lights. Let's look at verse 16, read.
The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
So the spirit himself, it means the spirit of God, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Why does he do that? Because the father of lies is always telling us, you ain't no good. You ain't going to heaven. You messed up. You did this. You do that. And then sometimes when you listen to it, you get ready to believe it. But the spirit of God reminds you, no, you're a child of God. I don't know if it happens to you, but every now and then when I don't have no church, I just feel my hand go up. I don't even know why I'm praising him, but there's something in my spirit that's reminded me I'm part of the kingdom of God. And when God moves, just like Ludacris said it this way, he said, when I move, you move, just like that. And when God moves, something moves on the inside of me. I may have made some mistakes. I may not have read as much as I should have read or prayed as much as I should have prayed, but I still got a spirit down here. And out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water, and I'm still tapped into the spirit. And when God gets ready to move me, he can move me. When God gets ready to shake me, he can shake me. I'm so grateful that he lets me know I am his own. He paid a high price for me, and he paid a high price for you. And I'm not letting no devil in hell tell me anything different. Verse 17.
And if children, then heirs. Woo-hoo. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
Hold on, time out. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Christ was sinless and perfect. I'm not sinless and I'm not perfect, and I get to be an heir with Christ as if I'm on the same level of Christ. And the only reason why is because God said, I want a family. Jesus died for them, and we're going to bring them as part of the family. And by the way, Jesus, you got to be perfect. You have to be sinless. And then you have to take their sin and their imperfection. And Jesus didn't say, that ain't fair. Jesus said, I'll go. And you mean I get to be an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ, and I didn't do anything but say yes to the Lord? This is the best deal in the entire world. But some people don't know it because they're still with the father of lies. And the father of lies tell me stuff. Oh, you're not right. And no, I ain't right, but I'm going with Jesus because he paid the price. Let's read some more.
Provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him.
Oh, okay. So that means it's not going to always be easy, Street. But if he died on the cross for us, I can go through somebody talking about me. I can go through somebody lying on me. I can go through some stuff. At the beginning of this year, I got a call from somebody that told me a lie that was going on about me. And I laughed it off. I was like, that's stupid. It's not true. But then I got another call about two or three weeks later for somebody that I really respect. And they were like, are you okay, Andre? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. They was like, I was in the salon. I was in the hair, the woman's beauty shop. And this is what they saying about you. I'm like, I heard that some weeks ago. So you mean this lie is catching steam? And I mean, it was a lie, not even close. And it bugged me and bothered me for a little while. And then I got to think, well, the good thing is a lie. See, it could be the truth, but it's not the truth. So as long as it's a lie, guess what? I'm not worried about it because I know who my father is. And my God is so good, he let Corona come down and nobody thinking about the lie anymore. They done forgot everything because everything's been shut down. God know how to shut down a lie, but you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to go through some unfair things. The devil going to do some things unfair to you. You're going to have some trouble, some issues, but don't quit. You still have the Father of lights. And light is, take a flashlight when you leave here and go out in the middle of the day and turn the flashlight on and see what happens. The flashlight comes on, but you can't see the power of the flashlight as long as it's light. You need some darkness to see the power of the light. So you're going to go through some darkness in this life. You're going to go through some trials in this life. You're going to go through some unfair things in this life. You're going to see people get blessed that don't seem like they should get blessed. And you're still waiting, but it's okay because light works best in darkness. Light works best when they tell you your house is going to be in foreclosure. Light works best when they tell you you only got a couple days to live. That's when light works best, to show you that God is a way maker. And I don't care if my back is against the wall, because God said I can live. Ye shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Let me go ahead and say it to Lionel. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Why? Because God is your father. And when God's your father, he has the final say so. They say I'm getting evicted. God has the final say so. They say I'm losing my job. God has the final say so. I might be in divorce court, but God has the final say so. He's my father. And if I'm okay with going through a little bit for him, it'll pay off. Quit whining and complaining. Suck it up and go on with God. Let's look at the next verse.
For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
I'm not saying you won't go through some sufferings and some hard things, but he said, I'm looking at the suffering that you may go through in this life and say it doesn't compare to what's coming in the next life. So just hold on. Next verse.
Nay.
Next. We drop now to verse 31. There you go.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
I'm dropping all the way down. So if I'm going through some stuff, what could we say about all I'm going through? What can we say about all the racism? What can we say about all the unemployment? What can we say about all the sickness? This is what we can say. If God be for us, Who can be against us? Yeah. Now, let me change this grammatically, because in the time that Paul was writing to the Romans, he was writing to convince them, but we don't need the same convincing. So let me switch it. It's no longer if God be, it's since God is.
Yeah.
Since God is for me, who can be against me? Since God is on my side, what can take me out? Since God is in my corner, how am I going to give up? I know who I belong to. I belong to God, and God is on my side. Yes. The Bible says what Israel would say, if it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, let Israel say, what would have happened to us? I would have been dead a long time ago, but it had been God has been on my side. The car should have went off the road, but God's been on my side. I should have been dead in a devil's grave, but God's been on my side. Since God is for me, who or what can be against me? Corona, the election, unemployment, it doesn't make a difference what it is. I'm going to be all right. Verse 36.
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Uh-huh. We are counted all the day long. So here's the thing. When you leave the father of lies and you hook up with the father of lights, the father of lies don't like that, because now you're a threat. So he starts shooting his darts at you. The Bible calls them the fiery darts of the enemy. See, if you don't have any darts coming at you, that's because you're already on his team. He don't need to shoot you. But if you're trying to do something for God, he's trying to shoot you. And this is what the scripture says. It feels like we're being killed all the day long. Have you ever just wondered, God, when will it let up? When is my turn coming? When will my breakthrough come? I'm working till exhaustion, and I still don't see the results I want to see. I've been praying, and I still haven't got the answer. I've been crying, and things still haven't turned around. My child's still locked up. My child's still facing years. God, I don't know what's going on. Sometimes you feel like you're killed all the day long. You feel like you're a sheep for the slaughter, but your God did the same thing. He walked into the halls of justice and allowed them to beat him and whip him and put a crown of thorns on his head. The Bible says you haven't resisted unto death. Yes, you've gone through something, but I don't know anybody that's hung you on a cross and crucified you for the sins of somebody else. So stay in this thing a little longer.
Hallelujah.
Verse 37.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Long as I'm in the Father of lights, I can say no to all these things. I'm still a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, I'm more than a conqueror. I don't care what you bring my way, I'll triumph over it. The Bible says he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. If I'm in the Father of lights and I'm in the Son, I'm stepping over hurdles. I'm stepping over obstacles. And if you ever watched a track race where they're running over hurdles, sometimes they hit the hurdle, but they know how to hit the hurdle and keep running. Yes, depression hit me, but I'm still running. Yes, divorce hit me, but I'm still running. Yes, employment hit me, but I'm still running. Yes, addiction hit me, but I'm still running. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than an overcomer. I'm more than a winner. Because I got the right daddy, and it's the Father of lights.
Yeah.
Two more verses and then we're closing. Romans 8:38.
For I am persuaded.
Whoa, I am persuaded.
That neither death.
I am convinced. I am persuaded. I am convinced that neither death, what?
Nor life.
What?
Nor angels.
What?
Nor principalities.
Yes.
Nor powers. Nor things present. Nor things to come.
Next verse, verse 39.
Nor height.
Uh-huh.
Nor death. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Wait a second. If I'm in Christ Jesus, which is the Father of light. So let me put it to you like this again. This is the Father of lies, and this is the Father of lights. The vehicle that takes us from the Father of lies to the Father of lights is Jesus. He is the doorway. He's the passageway. And it's when I get in him, he takes me to the Father of lights. And as long as I'm in him, nothing can stop me. No death, no demon, no hell, no power, no principality will be able to tear me down. Why? Because who I'm in Christ Jesus. And Christ is in God, and God is the Father of lights.
I got a daddy and I'm inside my daddy and my daddy's inside me. You can push me over, but I'll bounce right back. You can knock me down, but I'm getting right back up. I got some glory. I got some power. I got some fight left in me because I took the train away from the devil and I took a trip over to Jesus Christ. And as long as I got King Jesus and as long as I got the Savior, I'm a winner. I'm an overcomer. I am delivered because I'm in the Father of lights. Put this up for me. Put up the communion. I'm going to go off because I forgot to get it. I'm going to allow us to take communion as we leave. You can take the cup and take it yourself. Not sure with the protocols on how to hand it out. So I'm just going to take it for everyone, but please, we'll make it available for you to take it with you and take communion. So because I'm in the Father of lights, I want to commune with him. Let's go to verse 11:23. Just read all the verses. Put all the verses up as she reads each one.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Yes.
And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
All right, Father of lights, let's bow our heads and let's pray. God, as we've taken communion and as we're reminded that communion reminds us of the vehicle that took us from the Father of lies into the Father of lights. And once again, because of the spiritual power, we have the ability to choose our Father in the Spirit, and we choose you. If there's anybody under the sound of my voice who has not made that trip from the Father of lies to the Father of lights, and they don't know Jesus in the pardon of their sin, whether here or away, God, I'm praying that right now they will repeat these words. Father God, I am a sinner, and I thank you for sending your Son to die for me. I'm asking your Son into my life and into my heart, and to be the vehicle that would take me from the Father of lies to the Father of lights. And I declare I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, get yourself in a Bible-believing church. If you don't know one, the one you're watching on live stream right now is a great Bible-believing church. Come to Deliverance Temple, 720 East 2nd Street. We would love to have you and teach you. And you can feel this preaching that I'm preaching right up front and personal in Jesus' name. Amen.